If you've been frustrated that the money just isn't flowing into your experience and you're trying to work out what the hell is going on, then this is something really important for you to get your head around. And that is that the thing that's stopping the money from flowing, it's never about the money. It is never about the money, because money is just a symbol. Money is a symbol of all sorts of things in our society, but most importantly, it is a symbol of value and worth. We literally say, do you know what she's worth? Do you know what he's worth? So we have managed to link money up to self-worth, our worthiness, our deservingness, our value. And that is where the problem comes in, because when there are issues around feeling deserving, feeling valuable, feeling worthy of having lots of good things coming to you and being taken care of and knowing that it just keeps flowing and that everything is totally fine, many people, and you probably included, have some stuff at the unconscious level that's just not a match to that. So it often comes back to really benign seeming things in early childhood, or maybe not so benign, that created some sort of limiting belief where there was some decision made that, oh, I'm not good enough to have what I want, or I'm not allowed to speak up because others will judge me, or there's never enough to go around and it's greedy to ask for more than my share. These kinds of limiting beliefs often come from, you know, seemingly innocent things in early childhood, and usually just parents who are ignorant of the impact they're making with their statements and their actions. But then what happens is that you take it on, and literally in your nervous system, you start a little daisy chain of a pattern that reinforces that belief, that decision that was made somewhere back early on. And then every time something similar happens in your life, in your experience, it reinforces it. It's like, see, it's true. See, there's something else. See, there's more evidence. And as you know, what you focus on expands. And if you're starting to program your mind, your reticular activating system, to seeing the world through this lens, you will see more and more and more of it. And you will become more and more a vibrational match to it. It'll become wired deeper into your unconscious. And so you will continue drawing more and more experiences that are a perfect match to it into your life. And that's why it'll just escalate and escalate and escalate. But the thing that started it is often something pretty simple. And this is, you know, what we do in hypnotherapy and timeline therapy. And it can seem a little bit big and overwhelming, like, oh, shivers, where does this come from? However, I just want to let you know that it's never about the money. And you really need to look at, what does the money represent to me? And how would having more money make that belief untrue? And that's where the problem comes in, right? If the money comes in and then that means that it doesn't match that belief, well, then we've got a mismatch, we've got a problem here. And so that's why the money doesn't come. So you do need to be able to change that limiting belief, that deeper unconscious thing that's sitting there. And once you resolve that, then the money can come, because the money is then no longer contrary to that belief that has been taken on. So a very simple way to start unraveling all of this is to simply say, well, what would I need to believe for this to keep happening? You know, what is the match? And if I did have more money flowing in, what would that then no longer be a match to? Like, where would the disconnect be? So look at it in both ways. How's keeping small here? What is that a match to? And if I went to the next level, what would that be incongruent with? And what would that mean? And what would that no longer mean? And these kind of deep and powerful questions are how you connect to your unconscious and start unraveling some of these threads. Yes, you can do that in like a one-on-one session with myself or another practitioner, but you can actually go a very long way on your own simply by asking the right kind of questions and working with your unconscious. The key thing to remember is that it's never about the money. It's about what the money represents. So I'd love to hear from you if you're happy to share. Let me know what's coming up for you as you're listening to this and having some little aha and light bulb moments. Let me know in the comments below. Do make sure also, if you don't have it yet, that you grab my free money training, which the link to is in the description. to which the link is in the description, is what I think I meant to say. And until I see you next, you keep on embracing your gorgeous and totally unlimited, I know, totally unlimited potential. Bye.